to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
At 11 with Jason Wilde, as it's already 11:15, so we'll skip the 7-11, but it will be back when we are back. Is the show off next week?
I wonder. I have to check, because you know what? I was looking at the schedule for next week.
I think there's maybe someone filling in. I think all four of us are off, right?
Yeah, we are. I'm out of town. You out of town.
Yeah.
Scalzo is probably recovering. Strofe has a wedding.
Big week. I mean, this is what a week with the NBA playoffs going on, with the Brewers two games back fighting through all of their injuries. Easter, always a fun day at the ballpark. Kyle, let's do our check. We said we would do this throughout the year. You claim to be a loyal supporter of the Milwaukee Brewers. Let's do our check of how many Brewers games we've attended this year.
So my first Brewers game I will attend will be in
May. First will attend. So that kind of gives me a little feel for where you're going with this.
Oh, but I am a
Brewers
fan.
So the Brewers have
fan.
Played 12 home games. They have won 8. If you've gone to a Brewers game, 8 of the 12 games, you have walked away celebrating.
No, they play very well at home. I'm very excited about this Brewers season, Craig. To me,
you're so excited that you have attended how many of the first 12 games?
0. 0 for 12. I haven't been able to make it out quite yet. I had a lot of other things to move around and do. It's very busy. The Wallace household is very, very busy. But I'm excited.
Wait. How would you compare the busyness of your household to my household?
Mine is much busier.
Much
than yours.
Busier. Okay.
You have a self sufficient child. You've won the game.
Okay.
Your child can do. She can do whatever she needs to do. She don't need you maybe to drive.
But I'm saying I got dogs. I got a child. But what do you have in the household that makes it so difficult?
Oh my gosh! I gotta clean. I gotta feed myself. I gotta.
Can't you eat at the game?
No. Oh gosh! Like yesterday, I had to do so much yesterday. I had to watch draft stuff yesterday to get prepared for, draft week. I'm so busy.
All right,
Craig.
So if you're going to try to catch me, I'm up to 4 Brewers games this year.
Do you
year.
Pay for tickets?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well,
but you have a press pass. You don't pay for tickets.
I do not have a press pass.
That's because you don't go to games.
No, you can't. You just don't want to just give everybody a press pass.
You would have a press pass if you actually would go and cover the games.
Craig, I'm too big of a fan to cover the game. I'm a fan.
You're too big of a fan to go to the games?
I'm a fan.
You're a fan of 90 Day Fiancé and your boat. Just be honest.
And my Brewers. I love my Brewers. I'm very, very satisfied with the start of the season.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever seen anything like it? The Brewers, I believe, in their 11 wins this year, have only given up 13 runs.
Oh, in the 11 wins?
Yeah, it's crazy.
And
in the losses...
In like 3 losses, they've given up 100 runs.
Yeah, I mean, they gave up more than 13 runs in one loss, right?
But in
their wins, they've, like, given up 3 runs is like a huge barrage, like on Friday night. I mean, that's what's crazy. When the Brewers have won, their pitching has been so, so good this year.
And the pitching was the thing people were so concerned with. What the Brewers have been able to do, with Freddie Peralta is the only one when you start a spring training that is in the rotation you expect to be in rotation. You have a whole bunch of guys nobody knew the names of who are actually stepping up for the Brewers and helping save the season so far.
And at 11.
And you were concerned. You said the Brewers were at 500 by the end of May. You would be shocked.
I said, I will absolutely take it because of, even though the schedule was easy, just with the pitchers banged up the way they are, it was scary to me. And
you should be jumping for joy right now, then.
Well, they're 11-10. And if the Brewers can win today, home against the A's, which tickets available, get out there, Kyle Wallace.
Go ahead. It's Easter. I got to go get some food. I got a brunch to go to.
Yeah, about brunch at the ballpark, brunch at American Family Field, 1:10 start to your brunch.
Ooh, man.
There's such good food. I went out to the alley in left field. They have food trucks now.
Yeah, I heard.
They have the 3rd Street Market Hall in right field.
They actually put the food trucks inside?
Yeah. They got the food trucks in left field on the loge level. I'm telling you, Kyle, it's a spot.
No, it is. It's great to go to. I can't wait till I go to more Brewers.
They were giving out football jerseys last night.
So the South Freeland jersey. Yeah, and I got the Jackson Trio shirt they had.
We should take those. Yeah, you get all those, and then you don't even support them.
No, I support them. I tell people to go ahead to brewers.com/tickets.
Yeah, you do. No, I know you love your Brewers. I'm just getting on you a little bit. But today's a big game. Go to 12-10 before they go off on the road to a interesting road trip, right? Where you have San Francisco, who's been playing really well. You have the Cardinals, who've been playing really bad. And then you have the White Sox, who are even worse.
Yeah, they're bad.
So as you look at the end of April, the Brewers, if they win today to get to 12-10, I feel really good about that, right? Going into four against the Giants. If you can get one or two of those, then you're in good shape for the Cardinals and the White Sox to be over 500 at the end of April.
Win or draw every series.
Yep.
If you do that, you're okay. And I like where we're at. Young team. Every move they make seems to work.
The craziest thing, though, is the National League West. Because
a lot of good teams out that way.
I'm saying, the National League West makes it seem like there may be no wild card this year, right?
It goes west because I know Padres playing really well. Dodgers playing well as always as well. Diamondbacks are a good baseball
team. And the Giants have the same record pretty much as the Dodgers.
I mean, it's just the NL West is really talented.
And then if you look at the East and you have the Mets and the Phillies, then there's probably not a wild card coming from the Central. So you kind of have to win the division.
Well, see, things will even out, especially as teams play each other.
I agree, but I don't know that.
You don't think you still don't think 86 wins is something that gets you in a wild card? I mean, because it's so hard to have three teams, and especially with how good you believe the Dodgers are going to be if they're going to sustain, right? That's a team that's going to win 90 plus games. You're not going to have three teams with 90 plus wins.
I think three teams will come from the West.
But not 90 plus wins.
Yeah.
What?
Because the divisions you play, it's so much more of a balanced schedule, I feel like now. So I feel like you got three teams from the West, two teams from the East. And then it's going to be the Brewers and the Cubs fighting for one spot. That's my gut of what this comes down to.
Okay, well,
And so I've criticized you in the past for being too hyper-focused on the Cubs and Craig Counsell.
I don't like Craig Counsell or the Cubs.
But I think this year that's probably accurate. I think it's 22 games in out of 162-game season, 140 games to go. I think scoreboard watching with the Cubs actually makes sense.
Oh, wow.
Because that is the other team, to me, from the division who is the biggest legitimate threat to what the Milwaukee Brewers have been, which is the dominant team in the National League Central.
Yeah. I mean, they have been we've made the playoffs 7 of the last 8 years.
Yeah, it's wild.
And won the division 3 back-to-back, 3 of the last 4?
Yeah. 3 of 5.
3 of 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. Get out there. Oh, someone literally just texted me. If Kyle's worried about money, give him my info and he could use my tickets anytime.
Who is that?
I'm not putting people's stuff on TV.
Let me know. I mean, I wasn't worried about money. I worried about time. I already know the day.
No,
I'm
you were
going.
Asking me if I pay for my tickets.
No, I'm asking you.
Yeah,
you were.
What? You were worried about my money?
No. I'm just saying you act. You sitting here acting like you just. You know, you got to go out there and go do a lot of work. Or somebody just slipping into your account. Yeah, somebody slipping into my account. And yeah, I could pop up at the Brewers game like that, but I am very, very busy. But Craig, I do want to ask you something.
Yes.
Because I'm a little itchy, and it's because I got a wax. And
You paid off your bet.
It wasn't even a bet. It was a paid off for, you know, we got a wax because somebody donated $1,000 towards the MAC fund to fight against childhood cancer. And so
yeah,
I get
waxed every 3 weeks.
You don't get waxed down there every 3 weeks.
I get waxed in my nose, my
waxed
ears.
In your nose?
Yeah, my nose.
Wait, why don't you get waxed?
Yeah, my nose, my ears, and my unibrow.
Why do you have to get waxed?
When I get my hair cut. They groom me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they do my nose hairs. I don't know if it's because I'm older. I'm just hairy. They hit my nose hairs. They hit my ears.
Starting to look like your daddy, huh?
They hit all that. I'm looking like a baby's bottom because they every 3 weeks they clean that stuff up.
Well, it just got me thinking about you have to pay off this food bet because I went and I did this. It was very, very, very painful. Well, it was pretty painful, and now the hair's growing back and.
Yeah, and I lost our bet last year in picking football games where I have to go to a diner for 24 hours and I can only reduce it by an hour for every waffle or pancake.
Who knows
what
the rules are? We talked about it in 2024. When are you going to pay this off?
I'm up for getting it scheduled. So,
do I need to do this?
What?
Does the worst producer in the world need to be the one that gets this scheduled? Because I can. I got the wax schedule because I had to get this wax done before I went somewhere. You want me to get the schedule, Craig? You let me know what Friday you're available, and sometime this summer we'll make it. You're getting a little nervous, huh?
No.
You want that. You was expecting that summer body. You ain't gonna have that summer body.
I was trying to get down a little in weight, figuring I'd gain like 5 or 6 pounds when I do this. So I was hoping to get down a little bit, but that won't stop me from doing
Craig,
it.
I'm not. You can gain 25 pounds. You'll be okay.
What'd you say?
You can still. You can, your friend. You got about 20 pounds. You can put on.
From where I am?
Yeah. Oh,
no, I could lose
Craig,
like 10.
You're like a buck 55, a buck 60.
No, I'm more than that.
So buck 70?
167.
you could put on 20 pounds. Okay. 187, Craig? You're like 5'8",
no,
5'9"?
No, but I should be at 155.
What?
And then if I'm at 150.
According to who?
That, look it up.
Oh, Craig, don't listen to them. That's the people that got models out here being all skinny.
No, that's actual health. No. Kyle, Wisconsin has a lot of obesity. Let's not.
Oh,
let's,
now you saying I'm obese.
I'm not saying you're not obese. I haven't looked at your BMI. I don't know.
Craig.
What do you, okay, what's your height and weight?
I'm 5'10", by one. I was 186 this morning.
I don't think you're obese.
No, I'm sexy.
I wouldn't say that.
I would.
Okay, well, you
say that.
A girl
would, too.
That's why she's your girl. That's how it should work. What's that? So on your show, do they know what the person looks like?
Who?
On 90 Day Fiancé? Do they see each other before?
Oh, yeah, see each other before.
Okay, I didn't know if that was one of those where they're like blind fiancé things.
I couldn't do nothing like that.
No, you're not rocking one of those shows?
No, I don't. Personality is great, but I can't be waking up somebody ugly every day.
Hey, okay. That's your choice. I'm good with that. All right, we will talk about the Bucks, and we will get back to the carbless, handcrafted premium cocktails. Carbless talking text line where Liz is more, because we want to hear your thoughts. How do you feel about the Bucks coming off a very disappointing game one of the Eastern Conference playoffs? We will talk to you about that as we continue. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Being with you on Sunday Karma. I'm on the way. Giannis had 5 turnovers and 1 assist yesterday.
Bad ratio.
In March, there was only one time he had more turnovers than assists in a game in the entire month of March. Didn't happen in April. Happened once in the month of February. Did happen a bunch of times in January. But, I mean, that is an outlier. Not only for him to have more, but to have 5 times. You know, 5-1 turnovers to assists. I think we're going to see different ball movement. I think we're going to see different people movement. And I think that is a big reason why the shooting will be better in game two. Let's go to the Carbless Handcrafted Premium Cocktails Carbless Talk and Text line where Liz is more. It's 800-990-3776. You can call right now and talk to us, or you can text us, 800-990-3776. Chef Ed says that game was an outlier. They won't shoot that bad from three next game. They win game two. That is what Chef Ed says.
I agree. I think the Bucks are too good to get smoked back to back. I hope the Pacers enjoy game one.
Yep. When you look at the shooting, it was bad. But part of shooting is often what kind of rhythm and all that you're in. Bobby Portis had a few good in-rhythm shots that he didn't make, right? There weren't those shots for Taurean Prince. There weren't those shots, a bunch of those for Kyle Kuzma. So we'll see with better ball movement how it works. There were a bunch of possessions where Ryan Rollins, Brooke Lopez, Giannis took shots where one or two people max touched the ball on the possession. I think we're going to see a lot better movement on that.
There was one time where Brooke got the ball kind of like on a fast break where the Pacers hadn't really set up on defense, and he shot it deep, and it was a long rebound. They were able to run up to court and score quickly.
Yep.
I think Nimhard.
Ron in the Key says, Craig, he hit the station and show correct when he answered the phone on the air. He's overachieving as a producer today, for him at least.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for at least acknowledging that. Thank you. That's all I want.
I think he was trying to make fun of you.
No, I had 94. Because the joke is sometimes on Kyle Bruston Nortman, I say truth sometimes. Truth Nation.
Yes.
Because I mind sometimes.
Yep.
But this is all about Sunday karma, baby.
You have lowered the bar effectively when it comes to you as a producer. So as we get back into it, you can, as we said, 800-990-ESPN. It's 800-990-3776. You look at this series, and you're still feeling optimistic about game two.
Why would I not? What, like, as a Bucks fan, why would you not? Now, you could go the doom and gloom route and say, oh, well, the Milwaukee Bucks won the 8 games, and as soon as they had to play a real game against a better opponent, they lost. Yeah, you can do that, or you can look at it as, listen, the Bucks were on the road. They lost a road playoff game like most teams will. You know, every team ain't going to beat the Minnesota Timberwolves. Most teams are going to lose game one on the road in the playoffs because that's just what happens, right? Like, you'll get two or three teams
Bucks
that
were,
win.
Bucks were bigger underdogs in game one than they are in game two.
Yeah, because so, you get adjusted.
I think that means no one saw anything to say like, oh, wow, this is a mismatch. I think there's also the question of Dame, right? And right now we don't know if Dame will be back for game two or game three. The thought is he will be back for one of them.
I ain't worried with or without Dame. I feel comfortable with this team. Listen, Kyle Kuzma, he is a competitor. He's not going to play as poorly as he did. You talked about Torian Prince. He's going to probably play a bigger role. I fully expect the role players who finally got their feet wet, got settled in, I expect them to perform. That was the first time Kuzma played in the playoff game since he's been in L.A.
Now, would you expect that if Dame comes back, that Ryan Rollins is just out of the rotation completely? Because Kevin Porter Jr. stays in his same role off the bench and Dame moves into that starting role?
You know, that's a tough question because I feel like Ryan Rollins has showed us something. Like, I feel like in the moment where he was out, when Dame was out, Rollins stepped up and played well.
Yeah. Right?
Like, he showed that he's not, he'll be on the roster and he's a guy that we can count on to, you know, try to play some defense, knock down open shots, which is the most important thing. So he'll get some minutes, obviously significantly reduced minutes because he's not as electric as KPJ is being able to score. And
but you're saying reduced minutes. To me, it seems like, can you really play all, not a lot of teams are playing 3 point guards and they already have Gary Trent Jr. and AJ Green off the bench.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
It's going to be tough.
Right. I mean, you're not saying that you would put Rollins as the backup and not play KPJ at all?
No. KPJ has to play.
Right.
Because KPJ,
okay.
He can be, he's the igniter, right? He's the guy that can change. He can get you on a 7-0 run when you're down by, you know, 10 points or 6 points or whatever it is. He can ignite that run, right? You need a lightning rod like that, especially with this Milwaukee Bucks team. The thing they have always missed in the past was somebody who can come off the bench and get a bucket. KPJ can do that. He can give you some energy. He can give you some life. So you got to take him over Ryan Rollins, who can't do that at the same way.
And we said Tyrese Haliburton shot 3 of 13 yesterday, 0 of 7 from 3. So let's give Ryan Rollins some credit for that, right?
Yeah,
he
sure.
And the rest of the Bucks did a good job on him from a shooting standpoint, but 12 assists, 1 turnover. Tyrese Haliburton still had that Pacers offense humming the way they want it to hum.
And we got to understand that Dame is not going to come back and all of a sudden play 38 minutes, right? Dame should, he should to me, because basketball conditioning, and I know if he's been practicing and they're going to say, hey, he's healthy, but there's going to have to be some type of minutes restriction, right?
Don't know. I mean, I would think so. I would think whether it's a minutes restriction or just getting back in the flow. I know he has been working to stay at total game shape, even though he had no idea that he could be back. So I think he's going to be ready to go, but we have no idea what that actually means. How about this? This comes in from Don, who says the Bucks have to be 200% healthy roster to overcome any series. Too many heroes on the roster that really can't deliver. So fully,
man, we're so low on the Bucks.
Fully healthy roster, which, but this—that's what this is, right? If Dame's back, this is a healthy team. We saw Jericho Sims back for the first time in 3 weeks, you know, since he had surgery on his finger.
You're a big Jericho Sims guy, huh?
Huge. He's a really important player, I think. When you look at his ability defensively to be a big guy who could also switch on to people, like the defensive strategy that the Bucks play with Brooke Lopez, they can play very different strategies with Jericho Sims. And I think being able to be that versatile is really valuable. Now, you need to have enough shooters around you, because with Giannis and Jericho Sims on the court, you need to have guys who can knock down the jumper.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen Dame and Jericho Sims have a nice little chemistry already. So, yeah, I'm big on Jericho Sims.
Yeah, okay. No, I just, you talk about him a lot. I mean, He has been quite the surprise. The crazy thing is the under-the-radar moves, KPJ and Jericho Sims, actually have, I would say, made more of an impact on the roster than the bigger acquisition of Kyle Kuzma. Now, I'm not a Kyle Kuzma hater. I'm a supporter of Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah. Tony Cartagena from the great Thanalysis podcast chimes in and says, zero worries about the Bucks, but would like y'all opinion on the team traveling home and then back again for game two.
Yeah, Craig, what you talked about it, you mentioned it before. You think it is more of a comfort thing? You put the Bucks in a better situation for game two on Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's sometimes where you need like this bunker mentality and you're going to stay on the road and like all this stuff. But this is game two. This is early in the series. This is a long process. And Mary J. Blige has the building on Monday night. So Bucks, you know, so there's...
Name a Mary J. Blige song.
Family Affair?
I think that actually is one. Do you know how it goes?
No, I can't sing it right now.
I'm going down.
I mean, I'm happy enough if I pulled a Mary J. Blige song right there. I could be wrong, though, still. I'm not guaranteeing I'm right. Am I right?
Yes, you are right,
girl. Oh!
So, but you don't know what it sounds like. You just know of the song.
No, I mean, if it starts, I could... you bump with it when we come back.
Oh, but you said bump with it when we come back, or you want to just hear it now?
No. When we come back, bump with
all right,
it. Bump
all
with
right,
it.
All right,
and I won't... Right. I won't. Maybe you could decide if I should pull up the lyrics and sing with it or if I should just see how I could do without the lyrics.
I think we should save people's Easter.
Okay.
And not he has risen, and we don't want him to unrise because of your voice.
Yep. I can understand that. As I said, early in the series, I like it. Like, it's a 45-minute flight. Why wouldn't you come back and be able to be in your practice facility, be in your situation, have, you know, be able to prepare. It's not like we're panicking and we need some.
In a regular season, they would have came home, right? Like, this isn't real, but like in a regular season, if they play, well, I guess it's so different.
No, but if you were playing the same team and had, you know,
usually
a full Sunday and Monday, two full days no games.
A 12 o'clock game, so the game's over
exactly.
By 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
you get home.
Yeah,
by
it was 1 o'clock
6.
Eastern, but well, yeah, noon Central. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was an easy decision. If this was before a game, you know, if this was in the NBA Finals and it was game three to game four, obviously you're not going to have teams this close together unless it was like the Bucks and Timberwolves in the finals. That's the only time you'd have an East and West, I think, that could be that close together.
Never
geographically.
Never on the bingo board. One day it will happen.
But, in that case, maybe you say you stay out there. You know, because there's maybe even more distractions at home during the NBA Finals. But I like the decision. And like so many Bucks fans, I am optimistic going into game two. We will talk about that. We will hear Mary J. Blige song. And we've been waiting all show for it. It is our Palermo's picks that we are going to be having when we continue. We'll get an update on our scoreboard from the first round. Kyle and I will register our picks. We'll make sure to get Strophy and Greg's picks as well. But first, I'll tell you about Gruber Law Offices. Yes, it is one call, that's all. And I love how people try to get cute around one call, that's all, to be like, oh, well, you can get more than one call. You can get the beauty of one call, that's all, is you make that one call and your worries go away. You can make 100 calls to Gruber Law Offices, and they're going to call you as many times as it takes to get the job done and to get the job done right. But what one call, that's all means is then you're anxiety goes away. Your stress goes away. It's hard enough when you are in an accident. You're worried about if your car is totaled. You're worried about if your health is okay. The thing you don't have to worry about with Gruber Law Offices is that you are going to be taken care of, because Gruber Law Offices has helped tens of thousands of Wisconsinites in the last 30 plus years. Nationally recognized, locally and family operated. That's the beauty of Gruber Law Offices. So if you or a loved one is ever injured, remember, it's one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices.
You're listening to Sunday Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Let's get it consecrated. Consecrated. Come to dance for. We don't need no friends. Send your friends. Want to go to dance for me.
I actually feel like you know this song. Is this your favorite Mary J. Blige song?
It's the first one I can name by name. Is in the house tonight and we're gonna run around.
Yeah, no, she's pretty classy.
Yeah.
Pretty classy.
And I think she is at Banker's Life or what's it called? Field
Whatever
house.
It used to be. It used to be Conseco Field. Yeah. Is Conseco still a thing?
No, I don't think so. Banker's Life, Lifer's Bank.
Who cares? Banker's Life, Hanker's Life.
They need to be, if they were a partner with us. Is that your Shannon? No, we're working on it. Once they are, then we'll know their names. So I think that's why we knew the Bucks would play on Tuesday rather than Monday. And the Bucks are flying home, getting ready for game two. But it is time for us to talk about our Palermo's picks, which are brought to us by Palermo's Pizza. I had some people over.
It's that time.
Yes, it's finally here.
Craig makes his picks of the week.
You can bet the house on it.
Picks of the week on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin. Presented by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
As I was saying, it was Surfer Boy Pizza last night at the house. Surfer Boy Pizza with the best crust in the business. You saw it on the Netflix show Stranger Things. And our guys from Palermo's Pizza somehow collabing with Stranger Things before their final season comes up. And you can get that Surfer Boy Pizza at your grocery store, as can you all of that other stuff, including Screamin' Sicilian, which we also had this week. We love Palermo's Pizza. It's just awesome to have a local company like that. Production here, jobs here, and deliciousness here. All the different brands of Palermo's Pizza. We appreciate them and so excited to continue to partner with Wisconsin's hometown pizza, Palermo's Pizza. All right, Kyle, it's time to get into this. We look at the standings and we do see you and Greg Scalzo in first place with 2 points.
Oh, wow. 2 points, that's it?
Yeah, Strophy and I each have one.
Wait, how many points did we get for picking correctly?
One.
Only pick one thing correct? Two things correct?
Yeah, there are only three things to pick.
And you picked. Oh, well, I picked. Who did I get wrong?
So, we didn't have the West matchups. So, you got the Heat and the Magic right.
Yeah.
And then you picked the Hawks to beat the Heat in the second game.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Everyone did.
You didn't. Why did I do that?
Because everyone did. No 10 seed has ever gone and advanced to the playoffs.
Oh, because the Hawks have been playing well.
Yeah, and the Hawks were at home and all that. Right. That so sense. You and Scals have two. Alex Strophy and I each have one. That is your standings and the backdrop as we go into the other Eastern Conference matchups. Kyle, you have the Knicks in five, who they needed a miraculous fourth quarter to turn that game around against the Pistons, and you have the Bucks in six. What do you have in the LeBron battle of LeBron teams that LeBron is not on as the Cleveland Cavaliers host the Miami Heat?
Yeah.
Game one today.
I mean, it's going to be 4-1 Cavs.
All right, Cavs in five. And then let's go the other Eastern Conference schedule matchup, which is the Celtics and the Magic.
It is going to be 4-1 Celtics.
Okay, so neither of those matchups do you see a sweep. You have the what some call the gentleman sweep,
yeah.
Both of those being five-game series.
A gentleman.
I am going to take that Cavs series, and, I mean, the Heat have some talent. They have two legitimate players in Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo. I really do like the Cavs, and I think the Heat are going to play it tough, but I think five is right there.
Mm.
And I am going to... The Celtics always seem to lose game one or two, but not this time. I'm going to say Celtics in four. Celtics in four in the 2-7 matchup against the Orlando Magic. And the Magic looked great in that play-in win against the Atlanta Hawks.
4-2, huh?
But no, 4-0.
Oh, 4-0.
4-0 is what I have the Celtics against the Orlando Magic. So that is the East. Now we head to the West, and this is
Strophy
where...
sent you some stuff in.
What? Strophy's ready.
Strophy has Cavs in five, Celtics in four.
Cavs in 5 and Celtics in 4. That is the same as me.
Oh, wow. Losers again.
We had the same picks last round, and now he's once again matching my selections for this round. All right. So now we move.
Kissing up to you.
We move to the West, where the Oklahoma City Thunder take on the Memphis Grizzlies. The Thunder coming off what was a historic regular season, 68 wins. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander looks to be the MVP. Kyle, what do you have there?
Dropping bombs, baby, like I'm Ja Morant.
You're bringing the Grizzlies to win the series?
Thunder's in 6.
Thunder in six. Okay. I'm going to say Thunder in 5. I wouldn't be surprised. I think this could even be Thunder in 4.
I can.
The Grizzlies have not beaten an above 500 team in the West in this whole back half of the season.
Or maybe I'll make that them in 5.
Oh, what am I pitching? Okay.
You sold me. I like Ja Morant. I think it's unfair that Ja Morant can't do the little finger pointing grenade thing, but everybody else can.
Strophe goes Thunder in 4.
No way.
There. So a sweep over Ja and the Grizzlies. Let's go to what some find one of the more interesting series in the history of the NBA, because you have a 7 seed favored over a 2 seed. Yes, that is the Golden State Warriors, the older, smaller, less athletic team, favored over the 2-seeded Houston Rockets. We know, though, that we've seen that combination of Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Steve Kerr get it done before. We know we've seen Jimmy Butler lead teams that you thought had no chance to victories in big postseason spots. Kyle, what do you have? Golden State and the Rockets. A lot of people disrespecting the Rockets, who are the 2-seed in the really difficult Western Conference.
Come on now. Come on now, Craig. You know what it is. Disrespect. It ain't disrespect. It's paying respect to Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, playoff Jimmy. I'm going with the Warriors in 6.
I am also going with the Warriors in 6.
Oh, wow. Disrespectful, huh, Craig?
Strophe says the Rockets in 7 there. Let's go to a matchup that started out, unlike many people thought, as the Timberwolves had a historic three-point shooting night, 21 of 42 from three-point range. Jaden McDaniels had a great game. Timberwolves rolled over the Lakers. They lead that series 1-0.
Yeah, I knew the Lakers were in trouble when I heard, was that real that Anthony Edwards and LeBron did a little back and forth? Was that real?
I don't know.
Well, anyways, you got Anthony Edwards, you got, the Timberwolves are a good basketball team. It's not like there's a
Timberwolves
8-game
beat
gap.
The Nuggets and go to the Western Conference Finals last year.
I think it's like a 3-win gap between the 2-seed and the 7-seed.
Yeah. So the 3-6, all right. These teams were 1 game apart. Yeah, basically, if the T-Wolves had beaten the Bucks in that game they were winning by 24, these teams would have had the same record.
I'm going with Timberwolves in 7.
Wolves in 7, so that means as they did last year, they would have to win a game 7 on the road. Remember, they did that last year against the Nuggets, which was unbelievably impressive. I am going to go also 7, but I will go Lakers in 7. Give me Luka, who beat the Wolves last year in game 7.
Give
to
you
beat
Luka,
them again.
Not LeBron.
Luka beat him in game 7 last year. This is Luka's team now. That's how I think you got to look at it. Alex Strop says the T-Wolves in 6. Closing that out at home in game 6. Our final matchup, which is a matchup that is good enough to maybe be the Western Conference Finals this year. It was the best game yesterday. It's going to be an incredible game all series long as the Nuggets lead the Clippers 1-0. What do you think there?
I'm going with the Nuggets. Nuggets in 7.
I am going to go the Clippers in 6. I just thought so many things had to go right just for the Nuggets to pull that game out at home yesterday. Russell Westbrook making a big defensive play after making a big 3 in regulation. I guess it all was regulation. Made a huge 3. And I think the Clippers, I've heard Charles Barkley say it. I've heard other people say it. I think the Clippers are the second best team in the Western Conference right now.
Well, we're going to find out and see.
Yes. There you have it. Do we have Strophe's final selection there?
Clips in 6.
Clips in 6, following me once again. There you have it. Remember, 1 point for the team, 3 points for the games. We will track that all postseason long. That is our postseason contest. And Kyle, you want to give some love behind the glass?
Shout out to Xavier training up here. Shout out to you, Sunday Karma, and happy Easter, everybody.
All right. Yeah, stay healthy, stay together, survive today, thrive tomorrow, don't settle. You've been listening to Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin. Kyle, send us out.
Peace out.